BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one.
Hello, the Muff Liquor Company.
I'm so sorry.
The one.
For white wine.
Could this be any more me?
BBC Radio.
One. Two.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
I'm here to enjoy myself. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's an absolute classic.
Behave yourself.
3, 2.
Radio One.
Go.
Lovely show today. You'll enjoy it, including Blossoms reviewing their own live lounge. A bunch of extremely good callers play the Who game. Some excellent new ones in there today. And to really get you going, do not listen to this if you're hungry. Simon the Chef comes on and gets you and Chris going, like really going, with some sexy food talk. Yes, we're nearly at the end of January. It's all good. So what gets me in January? People that are on holiday somewhere a lot sunnier than this.
Yeah.
I've just been reading about this. Right, so take note if you want to get more followers on Instagram. Here's how you don't do it, okay? Just revealed most annoying things that people will be like, unfollow on Instagram, okay? Number one, hot dog legs.
Okay.
You know when it's just your tanned legs and they're like little two frankfurters there? People hate that.
Do you mean just the pictures where it's a view with your legs in the picture?
Yeah, your hot dog legs there.
Okay.
Get rid of that. Two, boastful captions. Photo of a beach, sometimes with you on it, and something like, oh, how's your Monday going?
Mm.
Yeah, bye. Three, poses in bikini / swimwear.
Really?
People aren't keen. Pictures of drinks, hate. It's a drink. Five, you on a pristine beach. And I'm talking about in January and February. It's just annoying.
So sort of running out of ideas for posts now.
I think I'm covering them all here, but
yeah.
People hate all of these. Number six, you on a sun lounger.
Mm.
Seven, I hate this one. Pictures on the plane, out of the plane window, or if you're travelling in business or first class.
Yeah, I agree. That's my least favourite.
I think a lot of the Instagrammers are going to be like, oh, okay. People putting images on about 6 months after you've come back, take me back, is an interesting one. In at number nine, official shoots with a professional photographer.
Mm.
We've all got a friend and they're like, who's taking that photo?
And how many attempts?
Number 10, which basically means everything people hate about your holiday, because I can't think of it, what else to post. A sunset or a sunrise.
So it's basically anything to do with a holiday.
Unfollow. In fact, don't put anything about your holiday on because you will get unfollowed.
Scott Mills.
Emily in Hereford says, right, brilliant. So you're just saying don't put any holiday photos on then. No, people want them to be a bit more like actual reality.
Yeah, or miserable.
Yeah, so like if you've got a particularly bad plate of food, get that up there, do you know what I mean? If you've just been sick after a bit of food poisoning, put that on, okay? Instagram story. If your hotel's bad, whack that up there.
It's true, when a barbecue fell on my head, when I put that picture up on holiday, went massive.
Right, one of your biggest, most viewed ones ever, you see?
Exactly.
And that wasn't a happy situation, a barbecue just fell on your head. But it was real. Got a nasty mosquito bite, whack that up there.
Scott Mills.
Okay, strap yourselves in, everybody. Julie in Albury, West Midlands says, I'm not even sure whether listening to descriptions of food is going to be good or bad. Could go either way. In bed with a sickness bug.
Here's the thing.
I'm not sure this is for you.
Here's the thing. If you can go somewhere and read a menu and be like, oh, that sounds really nice. Like, that's what I'm in the mood for. This is the radio for you right now.
Mm.
If you're good with your imagination.
Yeah, that's what it is, isn't it? It's just you've got to really take it in and imagine it on your plate in front of you, okay?
But just try and enjoy it, especially if you're one of those a bit like Scott who's gone super healthy all of a sudden. Eat your salad, eat your dust, but hear this food whilst you're eating it, and maybe it will sound, you know, you'll be eating the dust, but you'll be imagining this.
Yeah, this is going to be a problem because I'm really trying to be good. Okay.
So that's it, salad in the mouth, but then hear this.
Okay. So, like, it's basically all the enjoyment, but none of the calories. So we had Steve on last week, who was describing his lamb. Got Chris going up to a point.
So if I was going to cook for you, Chris, it'd be a nice lamb. So we serve it two different ways. So we have the roasted rump of lamb. So we've got a nice fatty bit on the lamb. We slowly render that and make the fat nice and crispy. Nice pink.
A nice fatty bit.
Yeah.
It's like
nice fatty bit. Make that nice and crisp.
Yeah, I get it. Okay. Simon.
Hello.
What's your job?
I'm a chef de partie in a small restaurant in Newcastle called Brinkburn.
A chef, a party chef, chef de partie.
No. It's like it's French party. It's not like, whoa, I'm a party chef, dude.
I'm not quite at the level of my head chef where I want to be yet.
Oh, so is a chef de partie below the head chef?
Yeah. You've got a prep chef, commis chef, chef de partie, sous chef, head chef. Yeah.
See what I mean? It's all like, it's a sliding scale.
It's all French.
Chef de partie does sound cool to the untrained, though. You wouldn't be the chef de partie at the moment.
Me?
You.
What would I be?
What's the lowest one again?
Oi, hang on.
Prep chef.
Prep chef. You'd be prep chef. You get a different apron for that as well.
Why am I prep chef? I've been on here ages.
Got to work your way up, babes.
No, I have worked my way up.
You haven't worked your way up, I'm afraid.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
Look at me. I'm a sous.
You are a superstar in what you do in radio. But in cooking terms, you are...
Oh. No, you're... I thought that we were talking about, like, my job if I was a chef.
No, it's not about you. It's what I'm saying is take you out.
The level you cook at... I'd be rubbish, yeah.
...is appalling.
It's
the
terrible.
The lowest level.
All right. Anyway, back to you, Simon. Have you got something that's going to make Chris excited?
I hope so, yeah. I'm going to tell him about my mushroom and spinach risotto.
Okay, Chris is ready for you.
Right, yes. So, to begin with, you want to soak your porcini mushrooms in about a litre of water. And when you chop up all your veg, you're going to make sure to keep all the stalks and skins because it's going to make a lovely stock that we're going to use to flavour the risotto with later.
Yeah.
So we chop up the shallots, the chestnut mushrooms, some tarragon, some garlic.
Let's slow this down a minute. Hold on, because you're rushing.
Sorry.
You're rushing.
I know
he doesn't like to be rushed. I've done this before. Radio, but let's just go slow. Right?
Go slow, yeah. How in detail would you like us to go?
Well, you tell me, babes, but what you need to do what you need to do is just slow this down.
Yeah. Right, okay, yeah. Right. So
okay, here we go.
We're going to make sure that we soak the mushrooms, porcini, in 1 litre of boiling water. Then we're going to carefully remove the veg from its skins and prep it in a way that's going to saute off very carefully with the garlic.
Okay, this is doing it for me now. Yeah, go on.
Better.
We come to add the risotto rice to the sauteed onion and garlic, and we make sure we add a large glass of wine with the extra virgin olive oil.
Yes, we're on the wine.
But before you put it in, are you having a sip?
You have one large glass for the risotto and an even larger glass for yourself.
Oh, now you're talking.
When we add the stock to the risotto rice, carefully bring it down to a slow and simmering, and then you watch it just bubble away ever so carefully.
Yep.
Once the stock
I went quiet. I'm just, in the zone.
That's all right. Once we've finished adding all the stock and reduced it down, take it from the heat and finish it with 10 grams of butter, the rest of the spinach, and then mountains of Grano Parmigiano cheese.
Say that again.
Scrano Parmigiano cheese.
Nice. Grano Parmigiano.
I think I'm done.
And salt to taste.
You what?
Season to taste.
Yeah.
And then you have a mushroom and spinach risotto.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. Like I do feel slightly hungrier now. And I was with you most of the way throughout that. I can sort of picture it. I'm just not sure what I'm sort of tasting, trying to imagine the taste of. It was good. I think there's better out there. Oh. But that's not your fault. You can only do what you can do.
I think it is my fault, but yeah.
No, it's not.
I finished, but by the cheese, I was done.
Listen, it was a good attempt, and thanks for sharing anyway.
No worries, Chaz, very much. Thanks for the time.
You need
no
money worries. For a cab?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yeah, Ross in Blackpool was really feeling that that food description. The food talk really got him. Kieran's been on saying, my two-year-old just fell asleep listening to Simon the chef and his risotto description. To be fair, though, I'm not really a fan of risotto. Don't blame him. However, my beef Wellington, Kieran, you shouldn't have sent a picture of that. Oh, look at Chris now.
Everyone's going mad for that here.
Look at your mouth watering there, salivating.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Jake says, had a rough few days actually, but looking forward to the Who game. Hopefully will be just what I need to laugh and put a smile on my face again. Hope you're all right, Jake. Let's do this. Every week we get to some things from the past. For example, one of my favourites from last week, wrapping your school books in wallpaper. Why would you do that? So me and Chris and a bunch of Radio 1 listeners will go round and around and we'll keep going. That's right, until someone runs out of who's and can think of no more, or that timer appears, which means we've got to wrap it up sharpish. Let's play the Who game. Chris, I would like you to start today. Proceedings.
I've got loads. I've really banked them up this week. I'm going to start with the Only the Young Man.
He was a pest on X Factor, wasn't he?
Yeah, he shouted every week.
OK, it's time for the results.
Only the Young! Oh, shut up! Dermot must have hated him.
I love him. It was good, wasn't it?
OK, to me then. I can do it too with Can Do.
I can do it too with Can Do.
Yeah. Can Do.
Line one, who's that, please?
It's Rachel, and I'm from Ireland.
Where in Ireland?
Enniscorthy.
And you're who, please, Rachel?
David Cameron.
That's when he had a little sing-song to himself.
As he was leaving number 10. Mm. Was he just resigned?
Do, 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 do.
And his mic was still on.
Banger.
Yeah.
Line two, who are you?
Holly from Newton Abbott in Devon.
Yes, Holly.
Stop lock, the original car steering wheel lock. Hey!
Did they work?
No.
the wheel locks. I assume so.
Who's this, please, on line three?
John M. Talkie, also off of Devon.
Yes, two Devons. Go on, John.
Mill floats.
Now, when was the last time anyone saw a milk float here, guys?
They are early, though, aren't they?
I wouldn't be up. You?
Me?
Yeah.
No Mike this week.
No Mike.
Mike clocking.
I don't know where he's gone.
Oh, God, I hope he's all right. I hope you're okay for listening, Mike.
Hope you're all right, Mike.
Have we stopped letting him on?
Possibly,
is there a problem
yes.
there?
I don't know.
Okay, more news on this when we have it. My turn, is it?
Yeah.
Grab a granny.
What even is that?
I'm not sure, to be honest. It's just a phrase that I think seems a bit in the past. Wasn't it when you go on a night out and you...
Yeah, I think so, yeah. The older lady, yeah. Okay, good.
All right.
Sophie, have you ever heard of that phrase?
Is that okay?
Yeah, no, I think it's fine.
Okay. Fine. Sophie's fine.
Okay.
It. No, Sophie's not fine with it. Are you fine with it?
Okay.
Sophie's
let it all out. Come on.
Fine with it?
Mm.
Yes.
Fine. Carry on.
Okay. Getting a free CD in a newspaper. Or sometimes a DVD. Straight to Rachel. Yes, Rachel.
My name is Rachel and I'm going home.
Going home song there.
Yep.
Holly.
Answering your home phone with your telephone number instead of hello. Hey!
Or half a telephone number, just the area code.
Oh, no, my mum would be like, Eastleigh 75558.
0121.
John!
McCain microchips. Hey!
Clickety click.
Right, no one's stopping yet, so let's come back to who go next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is the Who game on BBC Radio 1. Me, Chris, loads of callers, all with big hoes, ready to serve you now. Let's continue. Chris.
The text noise that happens when you put your phone next to a speaker.
Now, hang on, this happened to us when we were in a car yesterday together.
We were in a taxi, I was like, ho?
He actually did it out loud. That happened.
Hello. Your turn.
Me, is it? On Radio 1, listen from 4, watch from 6. It was on the chart, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Sadly, no one watched.
Jamila Jamil there for an hour. Well, you could watch.
Yeah. She's massively famous now, isn't she?
Mm.
She was at the Grammys and everything. She's massively famous.
Grab a Grammy.
She used to sit there where you are now doing the midweek chart on the show.
Dressed as a chicken.
Often.
That's another who. But now, anyway, let's crack on with the game. Come on.
I'm just saying, she's so famous.
She is super famous now.
Rachel!
When you leave some lights on and your parents say, it's like Blackpool Illuminations in here. Hey!
John!
Handkerchiefs. Hey!
Oh, it's the timer.
Right, OK, we've got
to
be quick.
Let's go, go, go.
Quick.
Gabriella, chill me. Ho!
Ho! Nothing sweet
about ho. I'll eat my hat. Ho! As in, if that happens, I'll eat my hat.
Mm.
Rachel.
Season! Ho!
Do you mean like spring, autumn, summer, winter?
Yeah, they've gone.
Yeah, they're not anymore.
My name is Greta Thunberg.
Is that Dora the Explorer?
Holly!
Snakebite and Black. Hey!
That's it, we're out of time! Rachel, Holly, John, thank you for your participation in today's Who game.
Thank you!
Love you!
Love you, bye!
Thank you!
Love you, bye! Hey!
Love you, bye!
Bye! Love you! Bye!
No, you hang up.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1, Andrew the Plumber in Newark. That's a good anagram of that. Says, Scott and Chris, the people who do the hey! On your show and take part in stuff generally are just the best people in the world. Never fail to put a smile on my face or give me a laugh. It's true. Everyone that like gets in touch with the show, pretty much, 99%. Are brilliant.
Do you know why? Because they get it. They get the joke. They're here for silly fun, and so are we.
Yeah. We love the immaturity, innit? A few regular listeners concerned about Mike from the Who game. I'm sure he's fine. He's just probably having a week off. Some people going, oh, is Greg James busy today? We're still not sure whether Mike from the Who game, who does normally call up every week, whether it is Greg. That's the rumour, but I don't know. Do you want to be on next week? Let's know on 81199.
Scott Mills.
Oh, today is a good day. I won't bore you, but I've got my new work pass and I'm well excited about it because it actually looks like me.
Oh, right. Yeah, but it's a recent photo of you, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you were with me when I got it done, weren't you?
Yeah. You're happy with the result?
It's all right. It looks more like me now. Obviously, because my other pass was when I first worked here.
Well, it wasn't. It was...
Oh, it was?
It wasn't. It was like a promo picture that you'd asked to be your past picture.
I mean...
Wasn't really...
Yeah, I was in full hair and makeup. This one, not so much. It's one of them where, you know, when you go into any building, they're like, and they have the worst camera in the world. And they're like, right, just stand there against the white wall and smile, and then that's it. Now, for however long I work here, that's going to be the photo.
Yeah.
Until I leave.
Yeah.
That's it now. That's it.
That's you.
That's the last photo of me.
That's you.
On my work pass, probably.
They make all of them look like mugshots, I've noticed.
But at least it avoids what happened to me a couple of weeks ago, where I come into the building and the guy's like, that's not you. And I'm like, it is me. He's like, well, you need to get that changed because if I'm in a hurry, I won't recognise you. All right. I was just a little bit younger, all right?
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Callum, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, we're good. So you're 22, you're in Glasgow. What do you do, Callum?
I work in the railway. Just several engineering books.
Okay. On the railway, so civil engineer, and I know it's your girlfriend's birthday this weekend, so what are you doing for it?
Yeah, we're having a party on Saturday night. Family, friends, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, where's that?
Partick Thistle Stadium, Fir Hill, Glasgow.
Okay, ooh. But then, aren't you... No, I don't want to ruin this. Is there not a surprise element to your girlfriend's 21st?
There was.
Okay.
But it's been ruined.
What, who ruined it?
Whoa, hang on. We're not about to ruin it.
No, it's been ruined already.
Okay, and who did that?
An uncle ruined it. He right. thought it was... We were going away to London for the 21st. He didn't know it was a surprise birthday present, and then he asked her when he was going to London.
Oh, thanks, Uncle.
Did we just bend it off?
No, still going.
Okay, when's that then? You're going to London?
We're going to go in April.
Oh, okay, cool. But she knows all about it?
knows all about it now, yeah.
Surprises are overrated anyway. I'm very much of the belief that you should let people look forward to something. Like, the benefits of a surprise don't really outweigh the fun that you can have looking forward to something.
Yeah, I'm not a massive fan of the surprise, actually.
No, I know you don't like surprises because you feel uncomfortable when different groups of friends mix. Because it is just weird. When you walk into a room, you're like, you shouldn't be with you over there.
Yeah, what are
you
saying to them?
And you don't know about that person over there.
Not that, it's like, what are you saying to them?
Yeah. It's Do you know what it is? It's out of your control. That's what you don't like about it.
Can't bear.
But I'm also saying surprises. It's a nice idea, but not everything has to be a surprise.
Who thinks surprises are overrated? Let us know on 81199. Okay, should we name and shame the uncle that let it all slip then, Callum?
Oh, no, I don't think we should do that.
Okay, but just a mystery uncle. Here's what I've got for you on Bangers today.
Not too bad, that.
Pick mine, it's a Scottish person. Calvin Harris. Let's go. With Neo on Let's Go. See, you forget about this one.
True.
Not heard that in a long time. Yeah. That's a great one.
All right, Callum, you've got Neo on one side, and then on the other side, you've got my banger, which is this.
Oh. Oh, they're both
good.
Like
nah,
oh,
for
come
me,
on.
This is just a big weekend throwback for me. One of my happiest big weekend moments. I just remember being in a very, very busy crowd, going mad to Pendulum. This is Propane Nightmares.
So, are you going to choose Pendulum or fellow Scott Calvin Harris?
It's got to be hands down Chrissy's choice. Setting up for Saturday.
Go on, Callum.
Right, okay, I'm not sure how the others will react, but yeah, let's go for it. It's a good one. It's Callum.
See you later on.
Right, boys, how we doing?
I've missed this.
That Peter Crouch podcast, known for insights into football.
The kit man, does he just buy a vast range of pants?
Well, no, I think there'll be an official pants supplier.
And life in general, with all new episodes.
I lived in Singapore for 3 years. I used to be able to speak Mandarin.
Shut your eyes, Crouchy. See what Mandarin comes into your mind.
Not a lot of sailing.
That Peter Crouch podcast, Series 3, available now on BBC Sounds.
It's class.
Yes, you smashed that.
Well, tune.
I did want to hear Calvin Harris, though.
Tough.
Well, all right. I'll slip that one back in next week. Can we slip it in next week, please?
Yep.
Thank you. Oh, Tones and I, Never Seen the Rain, Tune of the Week is next. I think it's half and half of surprises, actually. I'd like to return to this on Monday. Maybe you love, or maybe you cannot bear surprises because not mentally prepared. Let us know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Do you know what? It really impresses me, the stuff that people remember. Guys, like, if you listen to this every day, or listen to, like, Clara or Grimmy or Greg, like, you remember more stuff than we do. Splendor's been on from Montreal, Quebec, going, didn't Scott surprise Chris in New York once for his birthday?
Oh, yeah.
Did you hate that?
Yeah, I'm not mad on surprises, mate. I'd rather have known.
So when I turned up and I was, like, hiding away from you for a good 8 hours so you didn't see me because I was in the hotel the whole night before surprising you, did you hate that?
No, after about 10 minutes, it's nice. But my first thought is sort of rage.
All right, cool.
So I see you walk in and you're smiling away and I'm like...
Why?
Why? And then 10 minutes later, we had a drink. I was like, oh, wicked, so we're in New York together.
Okay.
Do you see what I mean?
Right, I remember, it was a couple of years ago now, but I actually videoed that. I'm going to watch the... Like, when would you watch that? But I am going to actually find it now from a couple of years ago.
You walked in. That was amazing. So... Yes, you walked into the surprise videoing it from your angle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm going to look now to see if I can see rage.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Me and Chris were saying earlier about, like, how in the north, in Stockport, in Manchester, Blossoms are so massive. You had a little walk around once with Chaz from Blossoms,
oh,
right?
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. They're massive. aren't they? And, like, people love them. That's what I love about Blossoms. Very likeable guys.
And when people just coming up to him in the street and shouting, Blossoms!
Yeah, no offence to Chaz, like, they weren't 100% sure on his name with a lot of them, but they'd just point at him in the street and just go, Blossoms!
Yeah. Was this in Stockport?
Yeah, it was at a Stockport game.
Right, yeah, well, yeah, that's, I mean...
Yeah. That's you see them live as well, they are wicked, aren't they?
Okay, so we're going to get your mate Charlie, Chaz, and who are we having in?
Tom,
okay. One BBC Radio. Tom and Charlie from Blossoms, hello.
Hello.
It must be so nice, I think, for the ego when you've just done a live lounge and it went superb and then the comments just pour in.
Yeah, I've not checked. I'm not online, so...
Oh, yeah. What, generally, or...?
Generally, yeah.
Fair.
I was in the shadows for the cover, so it was nice to kind of watch from afar.
Yeah. Rachel says, Blossoms covered Adore You in the live lounge. I'm thriving.
you know when you do the cover, though, is there even a small bit of you where you've got to pretend to be Harry Styles?
I was going to say, yeah. Do you channel Harry?
No, you're just kind of just sweaty and thinking, don't mess it up.
your kecks were better as well, I'd say.
Cheers, mate. Yeah.
True that. Harry Styles was on this show not that long ago. In fact, he'd been in the live lounge.
Yeah.
I would say you're dressed more Harry Styles than Harry Styles was.
Oh, wow.
Take that as you will.
I mean, those trousers, where'd you get them? Because they are impressive.
Do you know what I got them somewhere himself?
Impressive.
The women's.
Is it?
Yeah.
Morgan's listening in New York. She says, Blossoms are a good reason to wake up at 6 a.m. Set her alarm just to listen.
Aww.
All we need now is a little message from Harry Styles commenting on what he thought of it.
Yeah, I mean...
That was absolutely mockingfagic.
Yeah.
All right, let's play the track Adore You with a twist, Blossoms. And this is kind of like the post-mortem of your live lounge, first time hearing it back. Here we go. See what you think.
Here we go.
It's on.
Walk in your rainbow paradise.
Happy so far.
Nice pitching.
Happy, yeah.
Strawberry lipstick state of mind.
Very exposed, innit?
Oh, innit?
Very exposed.
I get so lost.
Just you there, innit? Just you.
Just me.
Would you believe it?
Bit help there.
You don't have to say you love me. You don't have to say nothing. You don't have to say that you're mine, honey.
Do you know what? I'm happy with this.
Yeah, should be.
I'd walk through fire for you. Just let me adore you. Oh, honey.
It's a good song, isn't it?
It's a boss tune,
isn't
it?
Good song.
I'd walk through fire for you. Just let me adore you. It's the only thing I'll ever do.
I like to imagine it's you, Chaz, on the vocals there in the background.
That was me.
Yeah.
I can sing a three-part on my own.
Your wonder under summer sky.
Summer sky.
It's the only thing I'll ever do. It's the only thing I'll ever do. I want to be with you everywhere.
Oh, yes, yeah. 1% Fleetwood Mac
there
at
you
the
go,
end.
Yeah.
Why did you Lovely decide that. To just put that in at the end?
That song, Harry Styles' tune, reminded me of that tune.
Yeah.
So then I was like, oh, can I, you know, crowbar it in? And we did.
Just at the end there.
Just at the end.
You see something? Nod.
Yeah, just a nod.
We were going to do more, but it was a bit overkill, so then we did. We just went
that
was
perfect, that.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Clara described it as very exposing as well, didn't she?
She said, that threw me. I think she said, I enjoyed the vulnerability.
That was it.
The vulnerability, yeah.
It is.
I mean, very vulnerable.
I couldn't do it.
The live lounge does that to you, though. Yeah. It does make you
feel vulnerable. That's the most nervous we ever get, you know.
Oh, I bet.
I bet.
And also, I could never be vulnerable in them trousers. it's the colour of them, you know what I mean?
Like, white.
Basically white. How did you decide to cover Harry, by the way? Whose decision was that?
We'd all had the album on and we love, you know, big fans of Harry Styles. And we was trying to approach it in the way that he approaches it, quite, you know, disco, quite funky.
Yeah.
But this time, you know, because we had the backing singers and stuff, we're like, let's try something different.
A bit more challenging,
you know,
on it.
Because we're just feeling so crazy.
I know.
Yeah, but then do you have to have an awkward conversation? Because then you're not involved, are you?
I think the rest of the lads were just like, yeah, we don't have to worry about it now.
Right. It's like, yeah, I was just wondering how that works from you. It's like,
well, we suggested it and we were like, you know, is everyone cool with that? And we're like, yeah. So.
I think it'd sound better if I'm not involved.
Great for my angina.
Lads, thank you so much for taking time out for our live lounge today. Thank you.
No worries. Thank you. Thanks for having us. The Scott
Mills Daily. Some people just hate surprises. They're not mentally or physically prepared for them. Some people just leave or cry. Even though it's supposed to be a nice thing, actually can't cope with it. We're going to return to this on Monday. This person, really not into surprises at all. This is Louisa from Watton, Norfolk. Went to New York with her partner and best mates. Gives them a copy of the itinerary. I would do that. I'd do an itinerary. And not wanting to be too prescriptive, planned in 2 hours of spontaneous time on the Friday, just between 1 and 3. I took the liberty of suggesting what they might want to do in the spontaneous time also. The Scott Mills Daily. Hang on a second. Wait there, hang on a second. When I went out then, did you play stuff over the songs?
When you go out and it's my time, I drop a hello just in case. Just so people know I'm there. Or a disgusting.
Disgusting! It was one of yours. Yeah, I'm getting loads of messages. I came back in and it's like, well, Chris is on the decks then. It's like your little signature, isn't it?
It is. But I tell you what, if there's a massive drop on the song, then it gets a disgusting cause drop.
This is...
Disgusting!
That's your own. What you gonna do? It really is. Grimmy's on at 4. Someone, Kyle, this is from Leicester, says, the sun on your face in Dundee should not be used in the same sentence. You never know. It might be good weather. The Scott Mills Daily. Oh, hello. Email of the day. I like it that everyone's sharing these now. I don't give out names or locations or companies, but here's another one that I've been forwarded on. One of those emails that goes to all staff. Thanks to whoever forwarded this. I won't say your name.
Guys, we've got a phantom sprinkler in the upstairs toilet. Someone is regularly spraying the toilet bowl, flushing, then just putting the lid down afterwards. Sometimes you might wonder how the toilet doesn't end up looking and smelling like a cesspit by the end of each day. It's because mugs like me end up cleaning up after you. Can I politely request, when you've finished your business, you take 2 seconds to think about what you've left behind and clean up after yourself.
There are another all-star female there. The Scott Mills Daily. I'm back with the official chart tomorrow from 4 on Radio 1, and me and Chris are back Monday at 1.